You may be right.
Yeah.
How many do you need, Pat?
Usually a majority of, sort of the
4 out of 6.
The key groupings that make this. You got the Friends of the Farm, you've got the Farm Advisory Committee, you've got WSU Extension, and I know Christine's not going to be here. Yeah. And usually the food bank. I didn't hear anything from the food bank either.
Emily's probably at the Food System Council meeting because she's on that as well.
Now, I thought we had moved our meeting to avoid that meeting.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen, I guess. But they're going to move their meeting to next. They're going to move their meeting for the next time. So, I mean, they're permanently going to move it to probably the fourth Thursday, but that's on their agenda today.
Oh, okay.
I have somebody that just called in. Let me see who this is. Hi, we just had somebody call in. Can you let me know who you are?
Isla Stanek.
Oh, hi, Isla. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Can you hear everybody okay?
Yes, I can. I'm just going to move it from my phone to my laptop. And am I going to see anybody, or is there any sense in doing this?
There's a couple people with cameras. A few. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Isla.
Pat, I don't know if you can work it this way, but two of our organizations, the advisory board and the foundation, have a majority of their boards represented.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the minutes perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Then why don't we entertain a motion about the minutes for November 19?
I move we accept them as presented.
I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Thank you. I forgot to mention anything that anybody wanted to add to the agenda. Okay. Then Jeff, you still there? I was going to have Jeff give you a brief update about the wetlands restoration project there through the farm.
Yep, I'm still here. Thanks, Pat. So this is Jeff Schnabel. I am the interim clean water division manager for Public Works. And so the Heritage Farm Wetland Restoration Project that you've heard about a little bit is through our division. And so I don't have a lot of updates for you, but I did want to at least walk through kind of where we're at on the project and give you all a chance for questions if there's anything on your minds about it. So it's been kind of a slow starter, and we're still kind of waiting on ecology to finalize our grant agreement, which is the thing that will allow us to kind of kickstart our that stuff, because we want to be able to charge against the grant. It looks like we're going to have that accomplished here in February. So we're hoping to take the agreement to the county council on the 16th of February, if all goes well, and get their blessing on that. And as you probably know, it's a $500,000 grant from the state Department of Ecology to help us with this project. Clean Water is kicking in the additional $1 million necessary to do the work. So it's a significant project for us, and we're very excited about it, because we think it'll go a long ways towards kind of helping with the implementation of the farm master plan and do some good things for the Cougar Creek watershed as a whole. So we are excited about it, but once we get that grant done, we will fire up the design work right away, hopefully in February, and start moving forward on that. There's a couple of design issues that we know we have to deal with. There is a sewer main that runs the length of the project, paralleling the ditch. So we're going to be working with Clark Regional Wastewater District to make sure that we can navigate that particular obstacle. Let us see. There's been a little bit of early site prep starting with a little bit of the reed canary grass management down in that down along that strip by the ditch. So you may notice some activity there. I'm not 100% certain how invasive that work has been yet, but that will ramp up as things get closer. The project will be built probably a couple years from now, so we've got a little time to figure these things out. We are going to put some signage in with the project. I think that's probably a known thing already as well, but we will be working with this group and the Historical Society to make sure that whatever signage is put in with this project matches with the historical standards and the farm's wishes. And the only other thing I'll mention right off the bat is we're hoping to install some piezometer devices out there at some point, probably prior to the start of construction. So these are just little pipes that go in the ground to measure the water level in the groundwater. And so one of the things that we hope to do with this project is to improve the hydrology and the groundwater situation in the headwaters area. So those will be installed in order to kind of look at the long-term success and see if we're actually accomplishing what we want to do with this thing, you know, 10 years out. So, but those are not large. They're like a 4-inch pipe that just gets driven down in the ground. So they're not really something that will be in the way, but can be very useful. So I'm thinking that some of you or most of you have seen the original kind of sketch level drawing that we submitted with a grant application. That is still the extent of the design. But if there are questions on that design or its impacts, I'm happy to chat about anything that I've talked about so far.
This is Sandy from the Advisory Council, and we've had some questions or heard some questions regarding the width of the swath that this project's going to take. We're concerned about projects that are already in place that might be impacted by that, or as we look at some new projects that come on, what area we can be aware of to make sure it isn't in the way or doesn't get skirted or something.
Absolutely. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
I guess the short answer is we're so early in the design that we will be able to work with you all to sort of, you know, make it flexible enough to hopefully minimize those types of impacts. It is a very linear project. So it's primarily limited to, you know, that strip going east-west right along the ditch, you know, the ditch creek that's there right now. The thing that we don't know quite yet and that could impact the width of the project a little bit is our requirements, since it's a grant and we have some permitting issues to deal with. Those permitting agencies are typically going to make us, you know, have a buffer around either side of the project, right? But it is a wetland project, and so most of the work that we're going to be doing is going to be in the wetland area, or what should have been originally a wetland. So my early interpretation is that we should have a pretty limited impact on the productive farm land area, and you know, we certainly want to not have long-term impacts on that. It's a big project to build, and a lot of dirt has to move. So that is one thing that, you know, as we get on down the line, there could certainly be some temporary impacts, but obviously we'll try to make sure those impacts are as little as possible. But you're going to have a lot of big machinery, a lot of dirt moving around when they actually build the project. So there will be some temporary impacts during that time. Does that help at all?
Sure. Yeah. I'm just thinking that maybe as projects come up that might be down along there, we may just have to have a conversation with you before we move forward on those to make sure that they're not going to be in the way of the actual project or in the final, you know, either while it's being built or the final ending kind of swath as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we should
just
linear,
have those conversations.
Yep. It goes linear across. So how far east does that go? All the way across the property then?
Yep. Yep. Border to border.
Border to border.
Yep. But of course, we'll maintain the, you know, the access roads, and there's some trail aspects to this that will need to be, you know, coordinating with the farm plan as well. So obviously we have to be able to get vehicle traffic, you know, down into there. So that'll all be maintained through the design.
Jeff, how long is this going to take to construct?
Good question. It'll be primarily during one summer, which I should have, here, maybe I've got a little piece of paper here. We are currently looking at, looks like summer of 2023 is the current target for construction. Because we're down in a waterway and in a wetland area, we're going to be constrained for our digging pretty much to like July through September. And so there will be a concerted effort July through September to do that work. And then as you get into the November 2023 type of time period, that's when you'll see the plantings go in to take advantage of that window. So
I think the one issue about access would be other events that are going to be occurring during construction and people needing access to parking for the events, but that's kind of an unknown right now.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, my experience on other projects of this type where we have, you know, kind of active areas, you know, typically the contractors and the construction managers for these types of things can do a pretty good job in arranging for temporary access points and things like that. So I think the key, like what Sandra was saying, was, you know, we'll just need to be in contact and kind of keep an open line of communication to make sure that we, you know, don't step on each other's toes and stuff.
Yeah, I think that would be important because, you know, it's going to be right at the point where community gardeners are going to be trying to get up to their garden plots and accessing that and getting across. And then all the work done at the food bank and with master gardeners, I mean, Nancy can speak to that, but, you know, it is on the lower end of where all the work is done. And so I think good communication about how they're going to access and how they're going to work around that is going to be very important.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, one more question. You mentioned early on that the $500,000 was coming from a grant from the state and the other million was coming from your department. I'm presuming that's budgeted within your department funding. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Yep. Yeah. So those dollars are contributed by the Clean Water Fund that comes through our fee revenues. So. Yep. No general fund nexus on this at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Jeff. Got this, Pat. When do you have assuming the grant agreement gets executed in February, do you have an estimated time when you will maybe have a little more fleshed out plan to try and, you know, use as a basis to work through some of these issues?
Yeah, we should, Pat, by, you know, say we get the grant figured out here in February, we'll be, you know, heavy into design then starting in March. By, you know, mid-summer, late summer, we'll be looking at something that would approach a design that we could, you know, really start having those conversations about where do the roads go, where do the, you know, where are the bulbs of the wetland going to be? And how do we make sure we don't cut in too much of the hillside where we might have a garden of some sort? So I would say over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
I'm sorry, I don't have any more real details for you, but if there's other questions, great.
Jeff, I had a curiosity question. I haven't seen the plans, but I was curious if there's talk of or plans of native oak camas prairie restoration that are within that project.
Good question. Nothing specific at this point. And I don't know whether the boundaries of our footprint will go far enough. I don't know my plants real well, but I don't know if we'll be far enough into the upland to work with oak. But that's certainly something we can talk about.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because it has the connections to food gathering, the historic connections to food gathering.
Sure. Yep. All right. Anything else? And certainly, you know, if questions come up as we go, both Chris and Pat have my contact information readily available. So certainly happy to talk with anybody on or offline about it and try to keep you up to date.
Okay. No further questions. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate your update.
Yep, absolutely. I will probably excuse myself and go do something else for a while.
That makes perfect sense. We appreciate the time you spent with us.
All right. Have a good meeting.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. Next agenda item, the business and marketing plan update. I can say that there's really not much to report. Last week, council was supposed to have their policy retreat to discuss issues, projects, the business and marketing plan, the potential to work with WSU on the business and marketing plan. All were to be a part of that conversation, and we have not heard any feedback about how that went. So we've just been kind of in a holding pattern waiting for any council direction or input on how to move forward with these plans. For a project that they were very engaged in before COVID, it seems to have lost some momentum at the policy level. I can try and answer any questions, but I really don't have any information that I can tell you that is new or updated from the current situation.
You know, Pat, just from my perspective, my sense is that with all the COVID information that's going around and all the vaccination sites and the issues that policymakers have to deal with, right now, I would be very surprised if this would come back to even lukewarm on the front burner by midsummer. It just would not. It's just not going to bubble to the top. And you know, I say that I don't want you to. I wouldn't want you to keep going and beating your head against this issue with them and lose a silver bullet or so. When realistically, they're not going to be very pressured to deal with it with all the other stuff that's on their plate right now.
I mean, that's pretty possible. Obviously, the whole vaccination is going to be a huge issue. And but we should, I mean, usually it takes some time for this information to filter down from the council level through county manager and to the departments. So hopefully we will hear something soon that I can update people a little more confidently than I can do right now. Anything else on this item? Okay. Sandy, do you want to talk about the Farm Advisory Committee? Any new proposals, things you're working on?
Sure. I sent out the request for program summaries to all the project leads a day or so ago, and I have one back already. So Roots to Roads gets the gold star this year for getting theirs in first.
All right.
And it looks good. We did update the summary report and ask some more specific questions about the kinds of or how much produce was harvested and where it went and some more things about their educational efforts, and we put a heavier requirement on photos so that we'll have some more stories to tell when we need to, because photos often tell a story better than our words do. So so anyway, I put a deadline date of getting those in by February 26th. So hopefully in the month of March, I can get those summaries in order and get them sent back to you and share them with others. So that's in process. We have a new proposal that our group has we've looked at it and we think it's a go, but I thought I would share it with you guys and see if anybody has any other questions that we need to ask before we give it our full recommendation. WSU or the Ag Weather Net works with WSU for the weather station that's there on the property, and they want to enhance that. They're doing it on all their weather stations in the state of Washington, and this one is up next to be upgraded. It's going to be a 10 meter tower on a 32 by 32 spot. It will be next to where the weather station is currently. Once they get that up and operating, they'll take down the current weather station and just use this weather tower. It's going to have it's just going to be more accurate as far as the air temperature sensors. They're going to have air sensors at different levels. They're going to have a secondary rain gauge, and they're going to put some screens around the rain gauge so that if the wind comes up, it doesn't blow the water out of the rain gauge. And they're also going to put some soil sensors in the ground to monitor soil temperatures and water potential. And this might be, I'm sorry that Jeff left before we talked about this, because it might coordinate in some fashion with what they're doing. And that was one of my reasons for asking Jeff the question about the swath of that restoration project and its development, because it might be close by the time you look at they're going to fence the area around the tower, and so how that might impede that. But that's down the road a little ways, and I think we can probably work with them on that. They in their report or in their request, they said that this enhanced weather station would support conservation districts, water districts, local utilities, forecasters, and weather enthusiasts. So it's just going to be a much more accurate and upgraded system. And the cost will be $8,000. They're welcoming donations, but they also are in line to pay that fee to put that tower up. They said it would probably take 1 to 2 days to install it, and they'd like to start, I think, in March, but there's no set date yet, but they were wanting us to approve it here shortly so they could move forward on the plans to get that done. So our group has tentatively approved it, but I wanted to bring it up today to see if anybody on this group had any other questions or concerns that we could talk over with John with the Ag Weather Net.
It's part of a statewide WSU-oriented integrated weathering system, and they have towers all over the state. And if you get a chance, for those who aren't involved with it directly, Google agweather.net, and you'll see all the temperature and towers show up all over the state. And it is full of a lot of very related, valuable weather-related information. Quite a process and quite an integrated system.
I know that the weather stations often use the one down at Pearson, but sometimes because of the influence of the river, they will often come and use this weather station because it's a little more accurate, because it doesn't have the influences of the river and the wind and so on. So it is a secondary weather station that's counted on by weather forecasters as well.
Was there any discussion of a lease agreement?
There was not.
Okay.
I don't know what and that's a good question I can ask John, because I don't know what the current agreement is.
I don't think there is an agreement specifically for the weather facility. I think it was something that was more or less under the umbrella of WSU. Although, when you mark out spaces of activity on the farm, I think the leases are helpful in that regard to actually know where things are.
I know that that weather station's been there for, I mean, Blair could tell us, but I think it's been there for a very long time.
That's a valid question. That's a valid question. I think we should formalize it.
Yeah, I know at parks in general, we have had many handshake agreements over the years that we are trying to formalize across the board. So I think it would probably be appropriate to do that with this group as well.
So if in our recommendations, we recommend that they, do they contact you, Pat, or do they contact someone else at the county?
You can contact, well, probably it would be me and Michelle Schuster, who's in our internal services facilities department.
Okay.
Do you think it's in order to, for you to touch bases with Jackie about putting in the taller tower?
I think it would be probably a good thing to run that by Jackie and get her thoughts about it.
Yeah.
We did ask him for photos of them, and I just got them this afternoon, and I sent them out to the advisory committee to show the photos of the other stations that they've put up already around the state. I think they've put up four others already.
Okay.
I'll reach out to Jackie and contact her.
Great. I'd be interested in seeing the pictures too.
I'm sorry, Pat, I just went through the lease agreement between WSU and there's nothing in there that specifically addresses the tower.
Right.
At this point.
And it's not a WSU extension thing. So I think it was put here when the research station was initiated. I think that's when it was initiated. So that would be a whole nother piece.
Yep.
But, okay, I'll follow up on that. But that's the proposal that's before us right now. I've heard word that there might be one or two others coming our way. And so I'm encouraging those proposals to come in the next month so we can address them next month if that's possible. We have made some recommendations. Again, I think last month I talked about the community garden fee and storage recommendations, and those are out of our hands and we've moved those recommendations on. We haven't heard anything more about the solar project. Pat, I don't know if you've heard anything more. Again, we've been kind of out of the loop on that a bit. But I think that's all that's been going on with us.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything on the solar project.
Okay. Kirk's been working. I'm sorry, Rob.
Well, what's the status of the increased fee? I thought
I don't know.
Renewal notices. Pat, do you know what's going on with that?
I do not. I have to follow up and see what's going on. I think there may have been a hope that we'd, you know, fold a lot of this stuff into the business and marketing plan, but that hasn't been making any progress. So I'll have to follow up and see where that recommendation is.
So the renewals went out for this year, and obviously there's no increase this year. Is that right, Sandy?
I think the way that Jody wrote it up was that the fee would be, it could increase, but for right now it was 65. And I mean, she kind of put it in there that there might be an increase, but for right now, and people are going to be signing up. So I suspect it's going to come at the same price because there's.
Yeah, I think it's probably right. Mm-hmm.
I have a question related to that, Sandy, that I thought of. I've been writing in flat fees, hypothetical flat fees, to be directed towards the Heritage Farm in grants. And I have one grant right now that there's a line in there still for about $500, I think. But I don't know exactly where to direct it because it's the first time I've actually had that come through.
Okay.
I don't know if that should get directed towards the foundation or someplace else.
Yeah, let's talk about that at our next meeting. I'll get together with you and I'll visit with others and figure out where that goes.
Okay. Thanks.
The only thing, Kirk, you were working on the equipment fee project that's moving along.
Right. Just as a refresher, we have all the equipment usage identified for all the major users of the farm activities as far as what they use in a given year for tractors, tillers, mowers, an estimate of the amount of water they use, and we're now trying or in the process of matching matching those uses to an equivalent price for that piece of equipment on an hourly basis so that we can start including in the estimates for these people the amount of equipment costs or labor costs or support costs that occur with farm resources as they go about preparing whatever the user's doing on the farm. So that's probably still realistically a couple months away, probably won't make it into any new leases this year, but it is a front burner project.
And the only other thing, Pat, is we were under the understanding that Joe was getting a set of job description details, and we were wondering what the status of that was. Because sometimes our recommendations include Joe's activities, and so we will kind of wanted to know the parameters of that when we can.
That's still in development. So we've had one discussion with Galena, and we need to do more work and put more time into it before we finalize that. Probably by the March meeting, we should have something, I would think.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks. I don't think we have anything else.
Okay, let me turn it over to Kurt. Any news specifically from the foundation you want to relate?
Yeah, we have a couple of things, Pat. We have two new members for our foundation board. One is with us tonight. Nancy Funk has joined us on the board, and so has Holly Hansen, who was unable to join us today. But they're new members to the board, and we welcome them. We're looking forward to getting their feedback and perspective on things. So we're excited about the ability to expand our board. The second thing was that we're making some significant changes to our website as we speak. It's being recrafted by a subgroup on the foundation, and hopefully definitely by the time we meet again, it should be crafted out and changed quite a bit. The fundamentals are going to stay the same, the history of the farm, the basic segments of that website, the drop-down menus are going to be pretty much the same, but we're removing verbiage that's not really relevant to today and adding in some membership form information and pricing for memberships and the ability to collect fees for those memberships online. So that's currently in progress. That's all we're doing.
That's all you're doing. That's a lot. That's I mean the equipment analysis that you're doing will be really useful, I think. And getting kind of that membership queued up is also a very good thing. Okay. Chris, did Joe ever check in or not?
I did not hear from Joe.
Okay. Well, then, Justin, you want to tell us anything you have going on at the farm?
Yeah, I could. How far back do you want me to go? I haven't been in one of these meetings for a while.
Well,
I could give you a quick synopsis of
Why don't you give a quick overview of the types of the things that you've had been working on, if you're continuing to work on them, and okay. if there's some new projects that you're taking a look at, that'd probably be useful to learn about those as well.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got, I think the number that I remembering is I did about 10 different trials this season, which was too many again. I got way too much labor demand, especially this year. But we did a quinoa trial up in the largest plot area we've got, that 1.5 acres. It's next to the hazelnuts. And then we had malting barley, which was a dual purpose trial with weed control and variety trial. And we did mild habanero peppers again in the tunnel. We did edamame for seed in the tunnel, and we did indigo tomatoes in the tunnel as well. And then we also did a set of edamame for seed on each side of the tunnel, because I've got plots on either side.
Justin, are those plots outside the tunnel?
They're outside the tunnel on either side. They're basically like an equivalent size of the tunnel on either side.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. And the mushroom trials continued. We put in a reduced sub trial this year where we included Oregon oak in those systems as a comparison. And then another one that I won't go into because it's kind of complicated to explain. I feel like I'm forgetting one or two. there's a couple of trials within the mushroom trial that were new this year. I think that's the quick rundown of everything that we did this summer. Though again, I might be forgetting something. Oh, I remember what it was. We installed a raspberry establishment trial that was a hybrid. So it's partly a demo of biodegradable mulches and a couple different other types of mulches, but it's also of trying to combat root rot in raspberry.
Nice.
I think I got them all.
Okay.
And then we've got a couple that are pending coming up. I applied for an extension, or not really an extension, but a different grant to extend the mushroom project, because that one's got a lot of interest behind it, fit for the county context. And then there's another one where with participatory plant breeding related to organic systems that I was asked to be a part of. And then another one that I was asked to be a part of was a project looking at buckwheat and millet. It would just be buckwheat here as a food crop.
Okay, thanks. I know in terms of Joe has been trying to repair the little tractor this week. He saw the compression rings and the pistons were broken, so he's He's been in communication with Christine, and I think he's hopeful he'll be able to get that running again.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't use that tractor too, so. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's the only one that fits inside the tunnel also.
Right. And it also is what uses the Rotovator with.
He says exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know he's continuing to do that sort of maintenance, equipment maintenance over these months. And that's about it. I think on the draft agenda, I gave you the meeting dates for the year. And apparently we will not have this conflict with the Food Systems Council next time.
That's the hope, yes.
Okay.
It looked like they were going to move it to the fourth Thursday, last I heard. So they're meeting as we speak to talk about it. So.
All right. Good. And Chris, have you got any comments coming in at all?
I did not have any comments come in, Pat.
Okay. And I don't believe I have any emails that have come in either.
Pat, this is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
I just want to let you know, I'm not speaking for the food bank. However, I do work with the food bank for the fields at the farm. And we're in the process of establishing exactly what we're going to grow, how much we're going to grow of everything, changing some of the items that weren't so popular, and then increasing some items that were very popular last year. So we are moving ahead with plans of what we are going to be doing in the fields for the food bank.
Good. But what are the popular crops?
Onions, green beans, and beets, believe it or not. Were some of the ones that were very well received. And we had too much winter squash, so we're cutting back on that, and we're going to increase some of the items that we have been growing to fill in. So the peppers, both sweet and hot peppers, were very, very popular.
Excellent. Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
Got to keep up with the popular food trends for sure. That really concludes the agenda. Any final comments people want to make? Okay, then I guess we can adjourn the meeting. Thanks for participating, and we'll do it again and keep in touch in the meantime.
Sounds good, Pat. Thanks a lot. Stay safe.
Yes, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.